This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Think about what freedom means to you at work. If you've got an old-fashioned style boss, does it maybe seem like a foreign concept? Do you want more autonomy, more independence, or maybe you have it? The firm LRN has been surveying companies to see how free they are. Dov Seidman is their CEO. Good morning.
Good morning.
Explain to me what freedom means in a business sense. That's not something I normally associate with a company.
Well, business, after all, is about free enterprise. And we've looked into, in fact, how free is free enterprise. And surprisingly, business is still more shackled than free. And successful companies are flattening. People are more free to contribute their character ideas and free to innovate. And those who can harness that kind of freedom are the ones that are winning. But 50% of companies, nonetheless, still show very low levels of such freedom.
Give me an example of a real-life company that you think has done this well.
You know, it's hard to do at scale. A company that I think has done a great job doing it at scale is, frankly, Southwest Airlines. And the story that I like to tell is I landed in Las Vegas on a Southwest Airlines flight. And when the plane came to the gate, the flight attendant came on the speaker with passion and said, "We've done extensive research at Southwest Airlines. And it turns out that before you deplane, if you cross your seatbelts one over the other, you will have good luck at the gambling tables." And we all started laughing. We thought it was funny, but then we did it. Through how she connected with us, she got us to supply compliance with law. They turned their planes around 6 minutes faster than their nearest rival. It would have taken her 6 minutes to go up and down the aisles and do it herself, but through her sense of humor, she got us to deliver a competitive advantage for her airline.
You announced the survey at Davos. How'd it go over?
It went over pretty well. I think the CEOs in Davos are very concerned that for the first time, the number one risk they face is social unrest and inequality. The fact that wealth is still concentrating, but power is diffuse. One banker can lose $2 billion trading at his desk, and you know Netflix raises prices, and 800,000 consumers leave in 48 hours. They're operating in a world where they have to forge very deep connections with the people they're in contact with. And it's a new journey for them.
Dov Seidman, CEO of LRN, thank you so much.
A real pleasure.